The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله There are countless virtues and blessings to send peace and blessing on the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Such a beautiful narration. Look at the blessings the person will get on the day of judgment, that he will get that honor to shake the hands with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if you make a habit that you will recite Durood Pak in abundance. But here it mentioned only 50 times a day. We do many things on daily basis. Many times we go on our social media, our mobile phone, on internet, many other platform. But 50 times Durood Pak, it only takes maximum 5 to 7 minutes. So make a habit inshallah Azza wa Jal, so you will gain the blessings and mercy not only in this world but inshallah on the day of judgment as well. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are in the blessed month of Muharram al-Haram, which is the first Islamic month, and there are many events took place especially in this blessed month of Muharram, and especially on the day of Ashura. So our topic is related to this, the month of Muharram al-Haram, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Faiz Rasool bhai, we'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تو جو چاہے تو ابھی میل میرے دل کے دھلے کہ خدا دل Yeah.
subhanallah. Dear Yuvasa Madhini Channel, let's start. Our beautiful topic is related to this blessed month, the month of Muharram, which reminds us many, many events, especially many, many sacrifices and many other things, especially is about the worship, it's about the fasting, is different compared to the other months, and reward is multiplied many, many times, inshallah. Our Bilal Madni with us, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Sayyid Saab, the beautiful topic of the month of Muharram al-Haram. I'd first like to start off with the blessed name Muharram al-Haram and a bit of understanding to this. So Muharram itself means that which is sacred. Then Haram is also added to also give a further emphasis on the term sacredness. And we must remember that the word Haram doesn't always refer to that which is opposite of halal. Rather, when we think about the word Masjidul Haram, which we talk about where the blessed Kaaba Sharif is, that is talking about the sacred house. So the word Haram also means sacred as well. And when we're talking about the blessed month of Muharram, we are also talking about the sacredness. One person can take this understanding that the word forbidden can be used. And the explanation to this, Sayyid Saab, is that even in the time of ignorance, the concept of battle, fighting and wars would even be deemed as forbidden in this month.
Okay.
So this is one understanding to the word Haram and it's applicable or it being applied to the word and the blessed name and month of Muharram. Now, if we talk about the blessed month of Muharram al-Haram, as we know, mashallah, many of the viewers of Madani channel well aware that there are 12 Islamic months. And from the 12 Islamic months, there are 4 which have been deemed sacred in the Holy Quran. And the ulama tell us what are these 4 months. And the first blessed month is Muharram al-Haram.
Subhanallah.
The final, and Sayyid Sahib, what's quite strange is we have also recently just passed 2 other sacred months.
Yes.
Unfortunately, for us as people today, maybe living in Western, culture, society, and Muslims around the world, if we're not associated with an Islamic environment, we would think, oh, it's just June, it's just July, you know, it's just something normal. Whereas, as a believer, when the sacred months arrive, you know, his attention is furthermore focused now on abstaining from sins. Because the reason why these months have been given their sanctity are for many reasons, whether they be linked with the Islamic rituals, whether it be Hajj, or the sacrifices of the deen. Now, the month of Muharram al-Haram, the month Rajab al-Murajab, and the month Zulqa'dah al-Haram and Zulhijjah al-Haram. These are the 4 sacred months. So this is why my first point is, we must make this firm ahad and firm promise within our own selves that we will spend not only Muharram al-Haram, but the rest of our life obeying the commandments of Allah, abstaining from sins. Because Muharram al-Haram, one beautiful point the scholars mention, it's mentioned in Lata'if al-Ma'arif, that if a person, whenever you begin an action and you end an action, whatever transpires in between, that will be forgiven by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is hoped in Allah's mercy. The ulama state that if you begin the Islamic year, the month of Muharram, worshipping Allah, repenting, because this is also known as the month of Allah. The month of Muharram is known as the month of Allah. It's also known as the month of repentance. So if a person, a Muslim, busies himself in this activities, worshipping Allah, and then in the last month, Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram, he busies himself, he abstains from sins, and he remains practicing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the shortcomings that he committed during the year. And this is the sanctity of beginning an action with good actions and ending the year with good actions. Now, alhamdulillah, those again who are attached with the social media of Da'wat Islami will be well aware that alhamdulillah, the blessed founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Akkar Qadri Razavi Ziya Idamat Barakatum Al Qudsiya, sent a video message saying what we should be doing. The month of Muharram has started a brand new year. Sayyid Saab, when the Gregorian calendar, when the new year starts, Muslims are seen doing things which are impermissible. They are seen doing things, celebrating like it's a huge occasion. This is the problem with being away from the deen and associating ourselves with those people who have nothing to do with the deen.
True.
So then we become happy at New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas really we should be, it's not something which has been mentioned in the Sharia, but this is permissible that a person should rather be more happy at the New Year. That alhamdulillah, now I have a fresh, brand new year, I can start and begin my worships, and I can rectify my mistakes. So this is something which the month of Muharram has started, the start of the new year. This is a sacred month. We should first and foremost repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in this month, Sayyid Sahab, the month of Muharram al-Haram, there are very, very important events in history have been highlighted and have been mentioned. I'll just mention one of them, which is very linked to my point of repentance. It was on the 10th of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, when the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, who is the father of humankind, was accepted. So because of this, in resemblance to our father, we should also make a repentance on this day. We should also make repentance in this month and make a firm promise that we will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like this, alhamdulillah, the 10th of Ashura is just one day from this blessed month, which holds a lot of importance. The day of judgment will also be held on a Friday. It will be the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, as mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawud Sharif. So alhamdulillah, this month is very, very important. And we must first of all get our mindset correct, that we're going to spend this month seeking Islamic knowledge, rectifying ourselves, adopting good company, avoiding useless activities, and then inshallah you're going to see how your year becomes more structured. Because now Sayyid Sahib, your mindset is set. When your mindset is set to do something, you will find many avenues to complete that task. So first, the month of Muharram al-Haram, we need to get our mindset right inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful message from our Bilal Madani. So how to spend Muharram and what are the things we need to do, and focus specially about the repentance. Because what happened is when it's 31st of December, then 1st of July, many, many resolutions, new resolutions. People starting these plans, from the new year. But this is Islamic. As a Muslim, what plan we have for this year? It's just a normal routine. Balki bahoton ko to pata bhi nahi hoga Islamic New Year shuru ho gaya. They're still waiting for 1st of January and 31st of December. They want to plan something. Wo planning bhi kya hogi, gunahon ki hogi, duniya ki hogi. But this is the time to depend sincerely in the court of Allah Almighty. The new Islamic month. Aye nahi shuruaat ho gaya tha na ki naya nahi cheez se shuruaat karni hai, to nahi cheez toba se badhkar kiya ki apni toba kare apne tamam gunahon se. اور آنے والی زندگی کو عبادت میں گزارے کہ اگر میرے سے نماز قضا ہوتی تھی تو میں نماز ادا کروں گا, میری کوئی نماز قضا نہیں ہوگی, مسجد میں نہیں جاتا تو مسجد میں جاؤں گا, قرآن کی تلاوت روزانہ کتنی کروں گا, درود پاک کتنا پڑھوں گا, ذکر اذکار. نیو ریزولوشنز کی بات بہت زیادہ ہوتی ہے, لیکن پریکٹیکلی ایز اے اسلامک پوائنٹ آف ویو سے, اسلامک مہینہ, اسلامک نیا سال جب شروع ہوا ہے اور جو محرم سے شروع ہوتا ہے, تو اس میں ہم نے کیا کیا چیزیں پلان کی ہیں کہ ہم نے آنے والے سال کے اندر کیا کیا کریں گے. تو یہ ایک بڑی زبردست چیز ہے, خاص طور پہ ریپینٹنس سے شروع ہونا چاہیے, کیونکہ ان اللہ یحب التوابین, اللہ عز و جل لائک دوز ہو ریپینٹس, جو کثرت سے توبہ کرتے ہیں اللہ ان کو پسند فرماتا ہے. تو کثرت سے توبہ کرنے والے بنے, اللہ عز و جل توبہ کرنے والوں کو پسند فرماتا ہے. تو اپنی زندگی میں توبہ کو بھی لے کر آئے. پتہ نہیں کب لاسٹ ٹائم کی تھی, تھوڑا غور کریں ابھی بیٹھے بیٹھے, چاہے وہ رمضان میں کبھی, تو گناہ تو ڈیلی بیسس پہ کر رہے تھے, صبح دوپہر شام رات. توبہ کب کی تھی میں نے آخری دفعہ؟ اور اگر بغیر توبہ کے مر گئے تو واقعی مر جائیں گے. اللہ ہمیں سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. شاہد بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں, ماشاءاللہ شاہد بھائی.
ماشاءاللہ شاہد صاحب, بلاب has given a beautiful overview of the blessed month of Muharram. Many events are taking place in this month itself. But if we just look at the importance of this month, shahid sahab, how much do we know about this month ourselves, and how much have we taught our children about this blessed month as well? We tend to send our children to schools, colleges, teach them about the worldly education, teach them about the English months, January, February, March, and so forth. But how many of us actually teach our children about Islamic names of the months? Maybe very few. And those very few who we know, do they actually understand what each month refers to as well? So my first view to the Muslim channel is that learn about the Islamic months, seek knowledge yourself, and teach your children as well. We always teach our children about certain kings and historians and what they did, about the but yet what we don't do is look at the Islamic personalities. What are the Islamic personalities in this blessed month? What they did? Have we taught our children about these personalities, and especially the sacrifices that were made by Imam Hussein during this blessed month as well? We come to see that our Islamic year ends Zul Hajj, which is a month of sacrifice, and the new Islamic month also starts with the sacrifice.
Allah.
When we look at sacrifice, Shahzab, it doesn't mean that, you know, we, you know, do anything extraordinary. Sacrificing for your time, for example, to seek knowledge.
Subhanallah.
It's a way that you are seeking knowledge, that you are giving time so that you can better yourself, you can teach your children. Our religion, our calendar is based around sacrifices. And how much sacrifices did the Prophet ﷺ make for the deen? How much sacrifice did the companions make for deen? How much sacrifice did the family of the Prophet ﷺ make for deen? We hear about the month of Muharram. We listen to it, and then we walk away, we forget about it. We don't, you know, register in our minds that these are the events that took place in this blessed month. What we need to do is we need to take on board what we learned, and then we need to put in practice. Because once we start putting in practice, then we can teach our children. When we learn and we tell our children about the stories that took place in this blessed month, inshallah, they will have a different upbringing. When they have that different upbringing, they will understand the importance of Islam. They will understand the importance of this month. And what they will do is they will continue to practice that, and as they grow older, they will pass it on to their children as well. They will have that closeness to the love of Allah Almighty, love to the Prophet ﷺ, love to the companions, love to the Ahl al-Bayt. But in order for that, Shahzab, we first of all need to learn ourselves about this beautiful religion, about the importance of each month in Islam. Once a companion, he presented himself in the court of the Prophet ﷺ and asked the beloved Prophet ﷺ, the other than in the month of Ramadan, which is the month that I should have fasted in. The Prophet ﷺ said, the other than the month of Ramadan, if you want to fast in any other month, then fast in the month of Muharram. This is the month of Allah Almighty. So here we get to know that in this month, the fasting, it is a significant reward as well. But usually when we ask individuals, those people who are far away from deen, for example, Shahzad, if they know the importance of fasting in this month, the things that happen in this month, maybe very few will be able to tell us. And these few will all be able to tell us is because they have probably kept themselves in an environment where their religious knowledge is continuously being taught. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we have this beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami, where we are constantly reminded about the importance of each Islamic month. We are constantly reminded about the events that take place. We attend gatherings where we are constantly reminded that life is very short. We are here today, we may not be here tomorrow. Let us prepare for the hereafter, which is the most important goal, because no one's going to live in this world forever. We see people who are 20 years old, they've left. We see people who are 10 years old, they left. We see people who are 80, 90 years old, they left. Nobody takes their wealth with them. Nobody takes their precious belongings with them. But what we do have is the knowledge that we seek while we are on this world. That is going to go with us and will help us in the hereafter. And that is what we need to do.
MashaAllah. So we have to make intention, inshallah, we will gain Islamic knowledge. جو بھی ایک نیت کر لے کہ اس نئے سال سے انشاءاللہ اس محرم سے کچھ نہ کچھ روزانہ ایک مسئلہ بھی سیکھے تو سال میں 360 مسائل سیکھ جائیں گے. لیکن عرصہ ہو جاتا ہمیں تو سیکھے ہوئے, اور خاص طور پہ روزوں کے حوالے سے بات کی ہے نا بلال بھائی, تو روزوں کی فضیلت, نفلی روزوں کی اتنی فضیلت ہے کہ ایک نفل روزہ رکھو گے تو اتنا ثواب ہے. ساری احادیث انشاءاللہ بیان کرتے ہیں, لیکن خاص طور پہ عاشورہ کے روزے کی اگر کچھ فضیلتیں بیان کریں.
سبحان اللہ. سید صاحب, even the blessed name عاشورہ, why is it called عاشورہ? It's mentioned that عاشورہ, it refers to the 10th of محرم الحرام, but they also mention in فیض القدیر, it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he showered his blessings and favored 10 prophets with honor and respect on this day. So this is why it's called Ashura. The root letters of Ashura are Ain, Sheen, Ra, which refer to the number 10. So the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. But 10 prophets were given special favors on this day of the 10th of Muharram. And those blessed actions, those blessed prophets, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was helped on the day of Ashura, and Fir'aun and his followers were destroyed on this day. The Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stopped at Mount Judi on this day. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam attained salvation from the stomach of the whale. It is the day in which Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's repentance was accepted. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was taken out of the well on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was born on this blessed day, and he was raised to the heavens on this very day. The repentance of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam was accepted on this day. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was born on this blessed day. The weakness in eyesight that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had went away on this very day. Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam was raised to the heavens on this blessed day. These were 10 different blessed prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, but there are many others as well. And Sayyidina Salam, now you beautifully highlighted the importance of the fast of Ashura. Now, this has been mentioned actually in many different narrations. In Sahih Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim Sharif, Musnad of Imam Ahmad. So many books have collected and have cited this blessed Hadith Sharif. So Sayyidina Salam, it's actually been mentioned that, you know, the fast of Ashura, this was fard for the Muslims before. So initially the fast of the 10th of Muharram was fard, but then the fasting of Ramadan came and cancelled out that fardziyat, or the obligation of fasting on the 10th of Ashura. And it mentions that in the pre-Islamic era, meaning the era of ignorance, the Quraysh even would fast on this day of Ashura. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also fast on this blessed day. And it's mentioned that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I anticipate, I hope from Allah Almighty that the fast of Ashura will wipe away the sins of the previous year."
Allah.
So this is the excellence. The sins of the previous year have been forgiven. And different narrations, Sayyid, as you are highlighting towards. And remember a very important point, when the ulama mentioned this point in the Shara, that when the Prophet ﷺ says, "I hope," this is yaqini. This is certainty. When the Prophet ﷺ, out of ajizi, he says, I hope and I anticipate from Allah's mercy, well, this is yaqini, this is certainty. And the very beautiful account which is mentioned is that once when the beloved Prophet ﷺ was arrived in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, and he saw the non-Muslims or the people who were following Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they would fast on the day of Ashura. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, "Why do you fast on the day of Ashura?" Then they humbly replied in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, "This is a day of greatness. This is that day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted salvation to us, to our people, from the evil of the Pharaoh. Save Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam." So because of this, out of gratitude, out of thankfulness to Allah, we fast on this day. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "We are more deserving of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam than you. We the Muslims are more deserving of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than you." Hence, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept a fast on the day of Ashura and commanded also the people to fast on this day. So this is an encouragement. Is another hadith Sharif, Sayyid Saab, the fast of Ashura is equal to a year's worth of fast. It's like you one day of fasting, you get the reward of fasting for the entire year, an entire year's fasting. Keep the fast of the day of Ashura and oppose the Jews within it. Keep the fast of one day before or after the day of Ashura. So this is also something very, very important, that the Muslims, our differentiating factor is that we will fast either the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th, as instructed by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So it's just one beautiful point. The ulama have mentioned this in many different books with so much strength that even animals are seen fasting on the 10th of Ashura. This is the amazing, and even subhanallah, this is witnessed by those ulama and awliya kiram who are known of the asrar. And many awliya and many Muslims generally, we look after animals, we look after birds. Even ulama of the past, today it's not really given that much importance, but even ants and small insects, they would leave, you know, crumbs for them in this specific area because they would eat. But when they would do that on the 10th of Muharram, they would see that the crumbs would still be there, the ants would be circulating around there and waiting. And when the time of Maghrib came, the time of opening the fast, then even the wild beasts, they attained their food. And even the insects began to eat. This is the sanctity. Animals are fasting on this day. Human beings who are ashraful makhlukat, we are, unfortunately, why are we depriving ourselves of this?
Roza rakhein, تندرست اور صحت مند ہو جائیں گے. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا ہم کیا کہتے ہیں نفسیاتی طور پہ مریض اگر روزہ رکھیں گے تو کہیں بیمار نہ ہو جاؤں, روزہ رکھوں گا تو کہیں ایسا نہ جاؤں, جبکہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا روزہ رکھو تندرست ہو جاؤ. روزہ رکھنے سے شفا ملتی ہے. جس نے ایک دن کا بھی روزہ رکھا اللہ عز و جل اسے جہنم سے اتنا دور کر دے گا جتنا زمین اور آسمان کے درمیان فاصلہ. لک ایٹ دا گلیڈ ٹائڈنگ فار دوز ہو کیپ فاسٹ. اب آپ غور کریں نفلی روزوں کی کتنی فضیلت ہے, فرض روزوں کی کتنی فضیلت ہے. سارا سال کھاتے رہتے ہیں تو اگر نفلی روزے رکھیں, اس میں ایک روزہ رکھو تو پچھلے سال کے گناہ معاف, ایک روزہ رکھو تو کہیں پہ آتا ہے جی 60 مہینوں کے روزوں کا ثواب. جو بیچ میں آتے ہیں شب قدر کا, شب معراج کا, اسی طریقے سے جو ہے وہ کیا کہتے ہیں محرم کے روزے آ گئے, عرفہ کے دن کا روزہ آ گیا. یہ وہ اوکیشن سے سال میں 4-5 اس طریقے سے آتے ہیں کہ جن میں ہمیں روزے رکھنے چاہیے, جن میں اگلے پچھلے گناہ معاف ہونے کی بشارتیں ہیں, جس طرح اس کے روزوں کے حوالے سے بیان کیا گیا. تو نیت کر لیں کہ انشاءاللہ ہم 9, 10, 10 اور 11 کا انشاءاللہ روزہ رکھیں گے تو اللہ نے چاہا تو انشاءاللہ اس کی برکتیں بھی ملیں گی. شاہد بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں؟
سر جسٹ آن دس اسپیکٹ اف یو لک ایٹ دی لائیوز آف دی بلیسڈ کمپینینز دے وڈ گیو پرائیورٹی ٹو 3 sets of 10 days میننگ دیٹ دے گیو دی ایکسٹرا امپورٹنس ٹو 3 sets of 10 days اینڈ واٹ آر دیز 3 sets شاہ صاحب. The first day being the last 10 days of Ramadan. We know that how special these blessed 10 days of Ramadan are, especially when people do itikaf in these 10 days and they search for the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. The second 10 days are the 10 days of the first 10 days of the blessed month of Zulhijj. And the third set of the 10 days is the first 10 days of this blessed month of Muharram. How important these 10 days are, if we actually learned about the importance of these months, we will get to know that it is so significant that we can gain so much knowledge just by doing certain little actions if we have the knowledge read. When the new year comes, Shahzad, the companions, they would, you know, recite certain du'as, they would supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty. And it's also mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah Hisham that when the blessed month comes, the companions will teach each other the blessed supplications as well. Today, if we know particular dua, we should teach that to others. We should sit together with the family and teach our children about these. So, celebrating the blessed new year, we see that many youngsters or many people who are far away from deen, who don't actually practice deen in that detail, they will celebrate the new year in this way by fireworks, going to parties and these things, Shahzad. But Islam does not teach that. Islam teaches the simplicity. We should not use these kind of things to celebrate our Islamic year. Our Islamic year, the way we should do this, Shahzad, sit together as family, recite du'as, recite Quran, then do du'a, do a salusab to these blessed personalities who have left this religion for us. What we learn, because when we do this, our children will also be able to do this. We should give our works towards deen. It's a way of doing things well. So whatever we have in our busy schedules, whether it's a working life or whatever, we should take time out, sacrifice our time, so that we can learn knowledge and pass to this. You know, somebody may think that, oh, I'm an accountant, or I'm a solicitor, or I'm a barrister, a professional businessman, and so forth. But Shah Sahib, these titles are only for the world.
Allah.
Only for the world. Allah. These titles are not going to help us in the hereafter. Mm-hmm. What will help us in the hereafter is the knowledge we gain of Islam, and that knowledge which we gain that we are practiced upon as well. Mm-hmm. If we have the knowledge, we will practice upon it. And if we don't practice upon it, then it is our loss. Alhamdulillah, by Allah, blessings of Allah Almighty, we have this beautiful Mawla of Dawud Islami, which constantly reminds us. There's over 100 departments, Yasab, and when we look at these departments, there's many, many professionals who are working within Dawud Islami, utilizing their expertise for the sake of deen.
Dawud Islami has made easy for everyone. In your own home, in your own free time, you can get Islamic knowledge, whatever time suits you, it's no problem. 9 o'clock morning, 9 o'clock evening, 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the night, anytime you want, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we provide you a teacher one-to-one. Allah. Who else providing these things? No one. This is only Dawat Islam. You can provide you an approximately 30 courses. فیضان آن لائن ہمارے جو کورسز مجلس ہے اس میں آپ داخلہ لیں انشاءاللہ یو ول گین آل دیس اسلامک نالج. اس میں آپ کا صلاح کورس ہو گیا, آپ قرآن پڑھنا چاہتے ہیں, حافظ قرآن بننا چاہتے ہیں, آپ اسکالر بننا چاہتے ہیں, درس فقہ بھی ہوتا ہے اس کے اندر, اب ساتھ میں تفسیر کا بھی یہ کورس ہوتا ہے, قربانی کے احکام ہیں, حج کے, عمرے کے احکام اور بہت ساری چیزیں جو ہیں جو فرض علوم سے ہیں جو ایک مسلمان کو جاننا لازمی ہے. تھوڑی سی ٹائم جو ہے وہ سیکریفائز کرنے کی بات ہے, یہ مہینہ تو ویسے ہی ہمیں سیکریفائز کا درس دیتا ہے. ایک بڑی پیاری نریشن ہے انشاءاللہ, پھر کچھ پیکیجز بھی لیں گے. بلال بھائی, دس نریشن ہیز نریٹڈ بائی عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ. عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ سچ اے بلیسڈ پرسنالٹی, از اے تھرڈ خلیفۃ المسلمین. دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز سیڈ عثمان از ود می اینڈ آئی ایم ود عثمان. عثمان مجھ سے اور میں عثمان سے ہوں. اور اندر نریشن, دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز سیڈ ان جندہ ایوری پروفیٹ ہیز اے رفیق, اور میرا جو رفیق ہوگا وہ عثمان بن عفان ہوگا. اور ایک اور نریشن میں میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا, میری امت میں سب سے زیادہ دی موڈیسٹ پرسن ان مائی امہ وہ عثمان بن عفان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. سب سے زیادہ باحیا انسان جو ہے وہ عثمان بن عفان ہے. وہ کیا فرماتے ہیں, حضرت عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت ہے کہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا ہے, اللہ کے مہینے کا اکرام کرو, رسپیکٹ کرو, اکرام کرو, عزت دو اس کو, کہ جس نے اس مہینے کو اکرام کیا, عزت کی, اللہ جنت میں اسے عظیم مرتبہ عطا فرمائے.
سبحان اللہ, سبحان
جنت
اللہ
میں مرتبہ مل رہا ہے اس مہینے کی رسپیکٹ کرنے میں. اس مہینے کی رسپیکٹ کیا ہے؟
اللہ,
ٹائم ویسٹ کرنا ہے, فجر پڑھی نہیں پڑھی, رسپیکٹ کرنے میں کیا نمازیں قضا ہوں گی, رسپیکٹ کرنے میں پورا مہینہ کیا قرآن کھولیں گے نہیں ہم, رسپیکٹ کرنے میں کیا روزہ نہیں آئے گا, رسپیکٹ کرنے میں مسلمان کی مدد نہیں آئے گی, رسپیکٹ کرنے میں جنروسٹی نہیں آئے گی, رسپیکٹ کرنے میں حضرت امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس دین کے لیے جو قربانیاں دی, کیا یہ چیزیں نہیں آئیں گی اس میں؟ کہ انہوں نے کس چیز کے لیے قربانی دی تھی؟ اس دین کے لیے قربانی دی تھی.
اللہ,
اور آج وہ ساری چیزیں اگر آپ غور کریں تو مسلمانوں کے معاشرے میں نظر آ رہی, ایک دوسرے کو مارنا, شراب, نشہ, ناچنا گانا, یہ ساری چیزیں, یہ بے حیائی جو ہے, جو اسلام کا نقشہ ہی تو یزید بدلنا چاہتا تھا. اس لیے تو امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کھڑے ہو گئے تھے, اور آج وہ ساری چیزیں ہو رہی ہیں. تو یہ مہینہ, اس مہینے کی رسپیکٹ کرنی ہے, اکرام کرنا ہے. انشاءاللہ عز و جل, اللہ عز و جل آپ کو انشاءاللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرمائے گا.
بنا دے مجھے
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. درود پاک پڑھنے کے تو ویسی فضائل سنتے رہتے ہیں, 10 گناہ معاف ہوتے ہیں, 10 نیکیاں ملتی ہیں, 10 درجات بلند ہوتے ہیں. تو اپنی زندگی میں ذکر اذکار کو شامل کریں انشاءاللہ برکت ملے گی. نمازوں کی پابندی کریں, خاص طور پہ نیا سال شروع ہوا ہے, پچھلی جتنی غلطیاں تھیں ان سے توبہ کریں اور آئیے رب کی بارگاہ میں رجوع کرتے ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ یہ آنے والا سال ہمارے لیے باعث رحمت باعث برکت بنائے, ہمارے گھروں میں سکون اور امن ہو, گھروں سے جھگڑے دور ہو جائیں. آئیے ایک پیکج لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ, اس کو دیکھتے ہیں.
حدیث mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that al-hasadu ya'kulu al-hasanat kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hataba, that jealousy eats away good deeds, consumes good deeds, kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hataba, the way fire consumes wood. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has said that do not be jealous of one another, and do not bear malice and hatred towards one another, and do not speak ill of one another behind each other's back. And all slaves of Allah, live as brothers. All slaves of Allah, live as brothers. And Mufti Ahmed Yarhan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he commentates on this hadith and he says that here the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has told us not to be jealous, not to hold malice for each other, do not have these bad hatred for each other in our hearts. And because why? These acts, they diminish love. They take away love between brothers. And Muslims need to unite. Muslims need to live as a brotherhood. That's the reason why we should not hold these grudges, nor hold these evil thoughts about our Islamic brother, Islamic sister. We should always have good assumption, always think good of our brothers and sisters. And from here we understand the way fire eats away wood, that's how our good deeds are eaten away. And on the day of judgment, if we have this mad hatred for each other, on the day of judgment we'll see the results of these. We'll see the result of having hatred for each other. My dear viewers of Madini channel, try not to have bad assumptions for each other. Try to have good assumptions. Try to think good of each other. Try to live as brothers and sisters in Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Faiz Rasool bhai bhi humare saath hain, to kuch kalam bhi sunenge inshaAllah azza wa jal, aur manqabat bhi inshaAllah sun lenge. Chale.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jab gum
نظر گئی آنکھوں کے راستے
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بہرحال 10 محرم کو اور کیا کیا ایسی چیزیں کرنی چاہیے جس سے گھر میں بھی برکت آتی ہے, بچوں کو بھی اس کی برکتیں ملتی ہیں.
الحمدللہ سید صاحب, a beautiful question you have posed, and mashallah within the booklets of Amila Sunnat, alhamdulillah, this information can be found. A first request to the viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, those affiliated and those mashallah who are just tuning in, you know, try just once, go onto the website of Daawat Islami, just begin to research, go to the section of Muharram, download the books, just start reading. Alhamdulillah, it's so easy. The way you mentioned in the beginning, Sayyid Sahab, to acquire Islamic knowledge, alhamdulillah, it's very easy. Alhamdulillah, we have programs, we'll try to mention a little bit, but unfortunately, this will be like a taster. Like you go to a certain place and they give you a few food just to taste. You can't attain the full satisfaction until you yourself sit down and read the blessed books. So alhamdulillah, it's been mentioned by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who spends prosperously on his family, on his children, on the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him prosperity all year round.
Subhanallah.
And Sayyidina Sufyan rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that we practice this hadith sharif and found it to be exactly as it says.
Mashallah.
That on the 10th of Muharram we spent, you can say lavishly, openly, we our hands were open generously to our family, to our children on the blessed day of the 10th of Muharram. And this is what we should do, alhamdulillah, those who have the opportunity, and try as much as possible on the 10th of Muharram to make your dasturkhan vast. InshaAllah for blessings, definitely as Shahida mentioned, do isale sawab, convey sawab, reward to the blessed courageous, brave warriors of the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of the Muslims of Karbala, and especially to the entire Muslim ummah. And inshallah, this is one way that we can, inshallah al-kareem, attain blessings within our sustenance and attain blessings all year round. There's one more, Sayyid Sahab, regarding performing ghusl on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. And it's been mentioned that if on when the night of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram arrives, then perform ghusl as the water of Zamzam is mixed with in all the waters on this night.
Subhanallah.
And by performing ghusl, the ritual Islamic bath on this night, one remains protected from illnesses throughout the entire year.
Subhanallah.
So alhamdulillah, this is another action we can do. Another action, Sayyid Sahab, just very quickly, is it's mustahab as well that we should try. It's good, it's a good action, a good practice to visit the graves, inshallah, to perform again Isa al-Thawab, visit the graves, reflect upon our own hereafter, inshallah. Like we said, the month of Muharram is that sacred month. Begin the year with good intentions. And inshallah, the blessings of Islam and the beauty of Islam is that when you make an intention to perform a good action, you get the reward straight away. You get one reward for intention. And when you complete it, you get more reward depending upon the action, whether it be tenfold, 70-fold, depending on that day as well. So alhamdulillah, the blessed day of Ashura holds a lot of importance. So we must, if we have problems, like we have calls, and even within our life, you know, alhamdulillah, we get tested from time to time. Our life is full of tests. On the 10th of Ashura specifically, but also throughout the month of Muharram al-Haram, supplicate in the court of Allah. You know, do dua, give sadaqah, do istighfar. Because one main reason why I say it, people might think, why do you say, you know, repent in the court of Allah? Why is this so important? It's because many of the problems that we are facing, whether they be illnesses, at times illnesses are a test from Allah, no doubt, but sometimes they are a punishment as well. That if a person, it's a calamity, and it's because of our own actions. So when we seek the forgiveness of Allah, we are returning back to Allah. And this is one way of this illness, this problem being alleviated from us.
Subhanallah.
This is why it's very, very important. And like you highlighted as well, repentance is a very key element within a Muslim. Like they mentioned in the beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the theme and the summary is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. When the bondsman returns back to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. And this is what happens. Shaitan, he says that I will make him fall into sin again, I will make him commit the mistake again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that I will continue to forgive him as long as he comes and returns back to me. Today we try to, you know, sort our relationships with many other people. We try to fix ties. When have we ever decided to fix our bond and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the beautiful thing about Islam is it's that it's a direct communication with your Creator. There's no need for any third person. And any time you want. This is the month of Muharram al-Haram. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his blessed companions. You know, Sayyid Sahib, like you mentioned, what did they do? They stood to protect the complete elements of the religion. Yazid was trying to, he was trying to change the teachings of Islam. He was trying to make those things which are haram, halal. Unfortunately, today we have these types of people who have this mindset. You know, why is this not permissible? Try to find a way to make this permissible. Ma'azallah. But these are the ways of the Yazidi type. And again, this is a huge factor. The 10th of Muharram around the world is known as a huge day, without a shadow of a doubt. But one main message I'd like to give to everybody is, in reality, it was the battle of truth and falsehood.
True.
Now, which side do we stand on practically? Because Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, even in his khutbah on the day of Karbala, he mentioned regarding keeping ties and fixing the upholding the teachings of Islam. Do not deviate. He gave these wasiyat to his own blessed son, Sayyidina Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rahimahullah. And when he gave this, this is the teaching of Islam. This is the teaching of Sayyidina Imam Hussein, to protect the true elements and the core elements of Islam, the true message of Islam in simple terms. And Yazid was trying to change that. Mm-hmm. Today, people, unfortunately, Muslims today, what are we doing in our lives? You know, how are we spending our life? Unfortunately, today, we're further and further going more secular. We're turning away from the teachings of the deen, and we're becoming more like the way, unfortunately, the non-Muslims want us to become. Whereas, this is why I say it's that beautiful saying, that whenever that Muharram, the month of Muharram comes, or the mention and the account of Karbala is mentioned, Islam is revived again. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the blessed land and the blessed account of Karbala, this huge sacrifice, this bravery, which was known by the entire family of the Ahlul Bayt and by the Prophet ﷺ before it even occurred. This was to tell us and to show us that when wrong elements are trying, people are trying to change the deen, we must stand firm upon the deen. Even if it's just you on your own, we must stand firm upon the teachings of the deen. No matter if the entire world says, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you keeping a beard? Why are you dressed in this way? Can't you see the sun out is extremely hot? You know, lose the headscarf, lose the burqa, or men, you know, unfortunately men today are seen wearing shorts which are exposing the knees, or wearing vests and such things out openly, whereas for a Muslim it's not appropriate to dress in this way. So we have to understand where are we going. Karbala and the incident of Karbala awakens us to the reality of Islam, the true actual essence of Islam. You know, the 10th of Muharram, especially highlighting this blessed day, this important day. It's a blessed day, why? Because it's a huge sacrifice. And it was that beacon which gives Muslims hope today. Muslims around the world, Sayyid Sahab, whatever difficulty they may be in, whatever problem, if they may be wrongfully accused, wrongfully imprisoned, wrongfully hurt by people, we remember the incident of Karbala and Muslims attain hope. Muslims attain this passion and jazbah to sacrifice for the deen of Islam. Then this is what we learn, Sayyid Sahab, from the blessed 10th of Muharram.
Karbala walon ke hausle the deed ke kabil, jahan par sabr mushkil tha wahan par shukr karte the.
Allahu Akbar.
Isliye kehte hain ke Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. They're not taking it as a story, they take as a mission. امام حسین نے جو لائف اپنی قربان کی تھی دین اسلام کے لیے مشن کے طور پہ یاد کیا جاتا ہے جب بھی یہ محرم کا مہینہ آتا ہے اور ایز اے مسلمان ہونے کے ناطے ایز اے عاشق رسول ہونے کے ناطے عاشق اہل بیت اور صحابہ کرام ہونے کے ناطے خاص طور پہ اٹس ناٹ جسٹ دا چینٹنگ دا نیم آف دا امام حسین اور پوسٹ آن یور پروفائل اور جسٹ آن دا سوشل میڈیا ایکچولی ہماری زندگی میں کیا ہے امام حسین کے ماننے والے ہو کر نماز قضا امام حسین کے ماننے والے ہو کے قرآن سے دور امام حسین کے ماننے والے ہو کر مسجدوں سے دور امام حسین کے ماننے والے ہو کر سچ سے دور امام حسین کے ماننے والے ہو کر جو ہے وہ لوگوں کی مدد سے دور امام حسین کے ماننے والے ہو کر جو ہے وہ تقوی اور پرہیزگاری سے دور تو یہ تو نہیں ہے نا کہ صرف نام کچھ اور ہے زبان پر کچھ اور ہے اور عمل کچھ اور ہے تو بات تو وہ یہی ہے کہ جب ہم عاشق رسول اور امام حسین کے ماننے والے ان کے چاہنے والے ہونے کا دعویٰ کرتے ہیں تو ہماری زندگی کے اندر وہ چیزیں بھی آنی چاہیے کہ جس کے لیے انہوں نے قربانی دی تھی اللہ ہم سب کو تقویٰ پرہیزگاری عطا فرمائے امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے نقش قدم پہ چلنے کی سعادت عطا فرمائے شاہد بھائی ہمارے ساتھ
The difficulties Imam Hussein and the Ahl Bayt, they went for this, for the religion of Islam. Today we have no difficulty, we have no problem. We can practice our religion freely and in masjids, go to masjids whenever we in time for namaz. There's nothing that's stopping us from doing things. But unfortunately, it is ourselves that we are holding back ourselves from doing certain things. If you look at our pious predecessors and the companions ourselves, how many of us have learned about the life of Sayyidina Umar, taught our children? Today, as I mentioned earlier on, when we ask our children about historians and kings, and if you ask our children, tell me about 10 historians or 10 kings, they'll be able to tell you 20 without even mentioning them. But equally, on the other hand, if you ask our children, give 10 names of the best companions who were given glad tidings of paradise, many will probably hesitate. If you ask our children, name us 10 surahs of the Holy Quran, do we really think our children will probably be able to tell us if they're not in the environment where deen is being taught?
No, children, adults,
even adults. Unfortunately, this is the state of situation of adults, us and our children as well. So then we ask ourselves, why is this situation? Why are we facing problems? It is because lack of the importance that we have given to deen today. It is the lack that because we have not seek this knowledge and we have not taught our children about this deen as well. So just one thing I would like to say to the viewers of Muslim channel, and practice this yourself as well. Play a little game with your children. Get 2 pieces of paper and give them to your children. Tell your children on 1 piece of paper, write 10 names of any football players or cricket players. They'll probably give you a full list of 20. On the other paper, tell them to write 10 names of the companions. You write to yourself as well. Tell them to write 10 surahs of the Holy Quran. And before you do this, try to do this yourself. You will see the reality how deep are we in actually Allah taking knowledge?
Safe.
Because we are far away from this. We learn that Imam Hussain, he sacrificed himself, his family, for the deen we have today. But Shah Sahib, we have no problem today. We can practice our religion with any difficulty, with any issues at all. But yet, today we say that we are very busy. That we are very busy in doing things. But if we look at our day-to-day activities, we will see that much of our time is spent in useless things. Today, we say that we need to give time to our families. But yet, we don't travel on a Madani Kafle where knowledge is being taught. Then we say, I'll give my time to my family. But then you ask, well, how are you giving your time to your family? We go out to cinemas, we go out and socialize. This is what people think about giving time to family. Yet it should be that we should be sitting together as family, seeking knowledge, reading Islamic books, understanding what this deen is all about, understanding the verses of the Quran. But yet, Shah Sahib, if we don't learn about this, then what hope do we have about teaching the future coming generation?
Allahu Akbar. Achha, ek aur special cheez, you know, eyes problem bahut badhti ja rahi hai. So now, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, especially on the Muharram, Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, kya karna hai? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who applied Ismat Surma in the eyes. ये सुरमा होता है स्पेशल, इसमें आपको मिल जाएगा इस्लामिक बुक शॉप से इंशाल्लाह, या दावत इस्लामी के मकतबुल मदीना जहाँ होते हैं वहां भी चले जाए इंशाल्लाह, मिल जाएगा इस्मत सुरमा ऑफ द डे ऑफ आशूरा, हिज आईज विल नेवर हर्ट, ये मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया था। अब जिनकी भी आंखों की प्रॉब्लम है ना, वो इस्मत सुरमा रख लें अपने पास इंशाल्लाह, और इसको जो है वो 10 मुहर्रम के दिन इंशाल्लाह जो है लगाएंगे तो अल्लाह ने चाहा तो जो है ये बीमारी इंशाल्लाह आंखें दुखेंगी भी नहीं, और अल्लाह ने चाहा तो आगे भी आसानी। इसी तरह ऑन द 9th ऑफ द 10th मुहर्रम आशूरा नाइट 4 रकत नफिल, इन एवरी रकत आफ्टर अलहम शरीफ 1 टाइम आयतल कुर्सी, 3 टाइम सूरह इखलास, अलहम शरीफ के बाद 1 टाइम आयतल कुर्सी एंड 3 टाइम सूरह इखलास, एंड आफ्टर 4 रकत इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल 100 टाइम सूरतुल इखलास पढ़ना है, कुल हुवल्लाहु अहद, वो गुनाहों से पाक होगा और जन्नत में उसको बेइंतहा नेमतें मिलेंगी। तो बहुत ईजी है, 4 रकत नफिल पढ़ने हैं, अलहम शरीफ एक मरतबा, आयतल कुर्सी 3 टाइम सूरह इखलास, और आफ्टर 4 रकत जो नफिल आप खत्म कर देंगे, आपने 100 टाइम सूरह इखलास पढ़नी है तो इंशाल्लाह तो गुनाह भी माफ हो जाएंगे और इंशाल्लाह जन्नत में बहुत सारी नेमतें मिलेंगी। ये दिन है नेकियां गंवाने के, आप इसको अभी से प्लान कर लें, कुरान पाक की तिलावत करेंगे तो कितनी बरकत मिलेगी, रोजा रखने की कितनी बरकत है, दूध शरीफ तो मैं कम अज कम 1200 मरतबा तो पढ़ूंगा इंशाल्लाह, इस तरह नियतें करते जाए।
सुभानअल्लाह सईद साहब, दिस इज अ ब्यूटीफुल वे, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, लाइक दिस आई बिलीव इन ऑल्सो मदनी ट्रेजर ब्लेसिंग्स, मदनी पंसूरा, देयर इज ऑल्सो अ सेक्शन रिगार्डिंग द ब्लेसिड मंथ मुहर्रम अल हराम, and alhamdulillah, so just say, sir, this is how we should keep ourselves busy. Alhamdulillah, we have no doubt, you know, things to do on a daily basis, but alhamdulillah, as a Muslim, we should prioritize these types of things. On this day, on the night of this day, we should prioritize, you know, and repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, mashallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them with a lot of, you know, difficulties and problems. We must remember that throughout this entire life that we have on this world, we are going to face difficulties. We're going to face tests. Now, if you look at the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we will see Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years,
Allah,
they spent preaching to the people. In books of narration, it mentioned this number, and majority of them, unfortunately, did not embrace faith in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Think about it today, that we are doing a little bit of work, alhamdulillah, many people feel inspired to take on the deen. But think about that, 950 years Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is doing work, and that's the Prophet of Allah. If a Prophet doesn't have ta'seer in his word, who else will have it? Meaning everything is perfected in the being of a Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But 950 years and people have, you know, their badbakhti, the alam of their misfortune is such that they are not embracing faith. And if we look at this, then after this, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam being tested, being placed into the fire by Nimrud, and then people, you know, calling him all sorts of names. Why? Because he was proclaiming the kalima of tawheed, the oneness of Allah. We look at Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam tested with his children, with his wealth, with also bodily health as well. The Prophet Musa alayhi salam was also, you know, forced to migrate from Egypt. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was also, you know, assassination attempts against them. Other prophets were martyred. Now, you might be thinking, or people might say, oh, these are prophets of Allah. We can't always make this excuse. Remember, there's two sides of looking at something. There's a positive side and there's a negative side. If we always take the negative side, oh, these are prophets. Oh, mashallah, you know, they have this within them. That's a negative approach. Why not take that positive approach that look how blessed these personalities were, and I will follow in their footsteps. I will take this blessing or this test as a blessing and remain patient. I will thank Allah. I will increase in my shukr. And it mentions, Sayyid Saab, when we look in the ahadith collection, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, now this is something to do throughout your life, but in the month of Muharram al-Haram, those who are facing problems and difficulties, whether it be financial, physical, domestic, I'm mentioning it for this purpose. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends goodness for, Allah puts him into tests. Allah tests them. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves any servant of his, or he intends to make that individual his wali, his friend, Allah puts him into numerous types of tests. Trouble, you know, the problems that we face today, people unfortunately look at it as, you know, they don't see that this is a temporary issue. This problem will go. It's mentioned in the prophetic narration, the trouble, you know, the trouble that we face, trouble will brighten the face of the one who faced that trouble on the day where people's face will be darkened.
Allah.
Today, say it's how people are doing a lot of things to make sure that their faces are clean or white, you know, put loads of cream on, loads of washing their face. See, the point I'm trying to mention here is really a serious point, that unfortunately today people are going out of their way to make their face beautiful. One beautiful nuskha I'll give you. Look at the Quran. Looking at the Quran and reciting the Quran by looking will beautify your face.
Subhanallah.
And this is given to us by our ulama ikram. They tell us this. If you look at the Quran and recite the Quran by looking, your face will become beautiful. It will become brightened and illuminated. But obviously we also have to leave sins. We can't misuse our eyes and continue to do this. So remember that the trouble that you are going through right now, this will be a means of illuminating your face on the day of judgment. And who else? This is our goal. If our faces are, you know, humiliated or darkened in this world, but they brighten the hereafter, that's an easy bargain, as they say. And say it's just a final point they mentioned.
Banda kata yaar kitni white skin hai, kya iski aap dekhe rahe ki rang se gore hone se kuch bhi nahi hota. Ye white skin hai aur ye kya hai, kitna bhi duniya bhar ke white skin wale aa jaye ya koi bhi skin aap bole na ki cream lagane se is tarah hota hai. Bilal Habshi ka koi muqabla nahi kar
sakta.
Bilal Habshi radhi Allah ta'ala ke jooti ki unki khaak ke barabar bhi koi nahi ho sakta hai. Asal baat to taqwa hai. Ab kitna bhi rang uska chamakdar ho aur agar uske dil mein imaan hi nahi hai,
अल्लाह अकबर,
तो फिर फायदा क्या ऐसी चीज का? सबसे मेन चीज है ईमान का होना. एक मुसलमान की सबसे मेन चीज है उसका ईमान का होना.
See, so just one final point regarding the importance or the actual maqam of a patient person. It mentions that the most thankful person on the earth will be brought on the day of judgment before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of his thankfulness. The person who is shukr guzar, shakir in the dunya, he will be brought on the day of judgment. Allah will give him the reward of his gratitude, of him being grateful. But then the most patient person on the earth will be brought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say before him, do you agree to this, that you will also be given reward similar to the thankful person? So the patient person will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that you're going to get equal reward to the one who is thankful. And he will say, Ya Rabb, oh my Lord, yes, if I acquire just the same as that, that's everything. Yes, my Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, not at all. You showed thankfulness when I blessed you with a blessing. And you showed patience when you were put into trouble. I will bestow upon you twofold reward today.
Allah.
So he will be blessed with twofold reward than the thankful person. This is telling a sabir is greater than a shakir.
Allah.
In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sabir, that when he was thankful in the court of Allah for a blessing, that's good. But also when you're faced with difficulty, to remain patient, your reward is more as well. There are so much, Sayyid Saab. Patience is the most superior act. Patience is half of Iman, mentioned in Ilyatul Awliya. This is something that, alhamdulillah, when you study in Medin, then you're prepared. We have to be prepared for you know, tests and difficulties. We know as Muslims that we're going to be tested. As human beings, we're going to be tested. But the one who will succeed in this is the one who's prepared, who's studied regarding patience, the virtues, the reward that has been kept for the patient people. That on the Day of Judgment, they will be given reward, bighayr hisab. Without accountability, without measure, the patient person will be given reward.
Subhanallah.
This is in the Holy Quran Sharif. So we must also
Mashallah.
Adopt Kya patience.
Kya Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ji, Shahid bhai, kya message dena chahte hain?
Beautifully, Bilal bhai, some of that. This religion, inshallah, we need to take it seriously. And this blessed new year of Muharram, we need to make firm intentions that whatever we do, we will change our life for the betterment by seeking knowledge. And once we start to gain knowledge, start to better ourselves, and we will see the change in ourselves in the coming year. And we will try to give more time to seeking knowledge of self and to teaching our children as well, teaching our children the right way. And that we will sacrifice our time, our wealth, and anything else that's possible in the way of Allah Almighty and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Once we get the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His beloved Habib, then inshallah we shall gain paradise.
MashaAllah, there's one more thing you have to do on the day of Ashura, and that's the Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that whosoever recites Suratul Ikhlas 1,000 times on the day of Ashura, 1,000 times Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, inshallah, Allah Almighty will look at him with mercy. And the one whom Allah Almighty looks at merciful, he will never punish him. Allah jisko ek martaba rahmat ki nigaah dekh le, usko phir azaab nahi dega. Apna khayal rakhiyega inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.